AJ's tired today. He was up late last night.
Yes, I was.
So be ready.
Yeah, I'll be over at Cafe probably about 20 minutes from now.
A 90-year-old male crashed into a barbershop in Willimantic, Connecticut.
Did he get a haircut? That's a close shave. Hey-o.
It happened Wednesday around 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh.
90-year-old male crashed his vehicle into the front wall of barbershop in Willimantic. He reportedly mistook the gas pedal for the brake pedal.
Yeah. It says walk-in.
That's what they always say.
It says walk-in appointments available, not drive-in.
Mm.
Yep.
Man, if I'm 90 years old driving a car,
yeah,
I'm going to be happy. Even if I end up inside of a barbershop.
Right, exactly.
I'm like, I'm friggin' 90.
Now, while he was there to get a haircut, yeah. He just rolls up. If he's in a convertible, he just put the thing over him, you know?
Right.
Be great.
Yeah.
All set.
I'm picturing you now driving through a barbershop.
Right.
Yep. Mike Fiona just came in.
Yep.
Thanks for showing up.
Thank you.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Hello.
Good morning. We're just talking about a 90-year-old guy who drove into a barbershop.
Maybe you know him.
90-year-old?
90-year-old. Yeah. Well, you know, you need a haircut, you know.
Yeah, in Willimantic.
Was he there for a haircut, though? I'm just curious. And you just confused and crashed into the place? Or was he just parking?
He forgot to get out of the car.
Right.
It's like, oh, I'm here for a haircut.
Right.
Oh, can you do this while I sit in the driver's seat?
Can you leave your car outside, sir?
Right. No. You got to walk in, so not driving.
We're pet-friendly, not car-friendly.
Right.
Wow. 90.
Well, you know, some barbershops have that for little kids. They have that little car seat.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess 90-year-olds, they have the actual car itself. I don't know.
God bless them for needing a haircut at 90.
Right.
I stopped needing a haircut at 19.
Yeah, me too.
Now the reveal.
My hair got me to like 55.
And yeah, you're held on for quite some time.
Yeah.
It did.
Got me to my next marriage.
It did.
I'm good now. Right. I'm over the finish line.
I said, two.
Do you shave your head? I can't see, is it?
No. Nope.
It's nice.
Yeah, no, I just...
The first time you
buzz.
Do it, though.
You just buzz it, right?
Your stomach hurts the first time you shave your head for, like, the...
Right.
Then when you realize, like, this is it.
Right, yeah.
You shave your head and you're like, uh-oh. Right. This is what I look like now.
Right.
This is it.
Then you have that thing that's like, thank God I have an okay head.
Yes.
There's a lot of weird heads.
Because some folks don't have a good-shaped head.
Well, you know, I was talking to Jennifer about this because she says I have a nice head, which, what is my wife going to say? What is she going to say?
Well, she could turn around and say, oh, your head's like a taco chip.
I love that she gives you a compliment, and you're like, yeah, but what are you going
to
say?
Yeah, there's our kind ways for her to say it, right? Yeah, all of a sudden, like, more hats start showing up around
exactly,
the house.
Exactly, right, right.
Or, you know what I mean?
Oh, I guess you're right, yeah.
Or hair club for men stuff comes in the mail, and like, you take a good look at this.
She's like, why don't we go try on some wigs?
Yeah, just, you know, for the hell of it, for fun. We'll take pictures, be goofy. That one looks really good on you.
There are some very weird heads.
Yeah, there is.
Well, they didn't have those helmets for the babies back then.
Yeah, we bashed our heads.
It was just like, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
You had a cranial shapers.
Now, you know, live with it.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny you say that. Have you ever seen that documentary, A League in Denial?
About
the NFL? Where they all the chronic, like CTE, like brain injury stuff. It got me thinking about that. Like, we used to just bang our heads against everything, like, as a kid. Like, sure, it's not NFL hits, but maybe we have, like,
you hit cabinets.
Division 3 CTE.
You know? Division 3?
Yeah, I mean, we had this one cabinet in my parents' kitchen that was a corner. I used to hit it at least once a week.
That makes sense.
My nickname was Clunk.
Clunk, that's a great nickname.
Clunk.
Yeah, but we used to hit our heads against everything.
Yeah,
we wore
everything.
Helmets.
Yep.
But we have a place downstairs. They take babies and they put helmets on them.
Yeah.
Because their heads shape. I don't know what it's about. They kind of form the head.
Right.
It's like Ghost when they're making the clay.
Exactly. Oh, my love, my darling.
And you're shaping your baby's head.
Right. That'd be cool.
Have that.
Can you like push in the baby's head and make like an ashtray or something like that?
you ever see a place
to put soup?
You like look at like an old bald man and they have like time spots, you know, like life spots.
Oh, the brown?
Yeah. I feel like I'm starting to get some of those.
Like becoming a spotted egg?
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, I feel like there's stick marks on a helmet where it's like, yeah,
how ladybugs start aging, they get dots.
Old men get ladybug head.
Right, ladybug head.
Is that how ladybugs get dots?
Yeah, they just form. Yeah, they're not there
stress,
first.
Stress, mortgage payments.
Exactly. You know,
like, right, right.
Cruises.
Too much drinking, liver spot.
Yeah.
They're in their spots.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a ladybug.
Their kid ruins their credit. Right. You know, stuff like that.
Exactly. Right.
Chaz and AJ.
apart one night.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Yes. Hey, you're on. Go.
Hello. I'm a twin, and my dad would say, "I'll just clunk your heads." All it took was one clunk, and you were like, "Yeah." And whenever he said it, we would disappear.
So your dad would just clunk your head. That's not abuse at all.
Just your dad was Mo from Three Stooges.
I was
going
to say your dad was on Three Stooges. Yeah.
But if the other wasn't around, what would he use? Like a table?
Yeah, but if you're really young, does it clunk or does this go squish?
Well, we were always together.
Right.
He just has his clunking coconut ready.
Yeah, but you would think after a while, to keep on clunking their heads, where the heads are soft, it'd be like a puzzle, like they both like interlock, you know, like those lockers they have, like, you know, the guy gets one, the girl gets one.
I don't like that. If one screws up, you both get clunked.
Yeah, that's funny.
It was usually both of us. So
right.
It
it works as a team.
Never just one of us.
As a team, with teamwork.
Are you still close with your twin?
Yeah, he just lives on the other side of the country.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of hard to clunk heads like that. Yeah.
I always wonder about that. With the twins say, like, if something happens to one, the other one feels it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, you don't feel shit.
Wow.
You don't feel anything.
No, my brother had
I watch it because I got to use the dump button on you.
Yeah, well, they clunk this head a lot, so.
All right, so you don't feel...
He's got an excuse.
That is true. Maybe if your heads weren't clunked together constantly, you'd be more connected.
Right.
Good point, AJ.
Yeah, they a little synapses. Broke
off. Yeah.
He carries a card with him.
One of the soldering things came off. Yeah, right.
That's what happened.
Yeah, clunk one, clunk two. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thanks for
having
me.
All
right. We'll see you, man.
Watch your head.
Oh, Mike Fiona.
Fenoya. Yeah, man.
Fenoya.
You know what? I was saying it right the whole time.
Right.
Until, I just did shows.
Until just
God,
now.
God, what is it about my name? I just did shows in Denver, and the host brought me up. Four different wrong ways.
Oh, really?
He didn't even get it wrong the right way four times.
Okay.
Fiona, Fenola, and then he just said F and then like trailed off at
right.
one point.
Yeah.
He was like,
Fenoia. Fenoia. Like you're annoyed. Fenoia.
You said Fiona.
Fenoia.
Yeah, that's not even close.
Not even close. You left out, I think, two letters.
Like I wasn't even looking at the name.
Think you left off two letters next to each other.
That was a singer.
I think you like chose two sounds.
That was a singer in the 80s.
Fenoia.
Oh, baby, talk to me.
Yeah. I always wanted to get with Fiona Apple, so then her name would be Fiona Fenoia.
Nice, very nice, very nice.
I've heard that sometimes in your brain, if you just see the same letters, even if it's not in the right order, it'll just like auto-complete for you. Wow. Like when you're texting. It's like, oh yeah, that's supposed to be Fiona.
You know, just go by your initials, MF.
I should. I mean, honestly, it's not.
This MF is up on stage next.
I think vowels freak people out. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
you got a lot of vowels going on.
Four out of the six letters.
Yeah.
Four vowels. No one gets it right.
Wow.
You're stage one, Fairfield tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nope. Next Saturday, May 6th.
Like we said.
Oh, that's right.
Next Saturday, May 6th. Right. We're just testing it. So far, you're doing really good. You got your date right.
I didn't get
clunked. You got your date right so far.
Like I said, we didn't have helmets.
No, we didn't. No.
When we were kids.
Right.
Saturday, May 6th, I'm recording a special.
May 6th.
Live special at Fairfield Theater Company.
I see 5-6 right here.
Right.
And for some reason, I think tomorrow's the 6th.
That must be the N and the O of numbers.
You're thinking ahead.
Yeah.
You're thinking ahead.
I'm like, why didn't Ruth just write tomorrow?
Right.
All right. So. Saturday, 5-6.
Chaz, her name's Rose, actually. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Right. And Al Balbert, by the way. Yes.
Good to see you again, man.
You too, my man. How you guys doing?
So far, so good.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, are you still part of
Impractical Jokers? Yes, I am. Okay. We just wrapped on season 10.
Nice.
So
seems like more.
Yeah,
Doesn't it?
Well, it's on constantly.
It's always on.
I know.
How many episodes per season?
Oh, geez. I don't know. This season, I think we had 18.
Wow.
And then a couple seasons, I think we had 26. A normal TV, you know, they order a round of episodes.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
normally, I think, like 25, 26. But nowadays, everything's changing with, like, streaming services and, you know, this company buys this company and so on. So, and right. then we have the other show, Inside Jokes, which is when the little fact bubbles pop up. I don't know if you've seen that. It's like
no.
the pop-up video version.
Okay. Have you seen it?
I've seen that.
If Impractical Jokers isn't on, that's the one that's on. It's just episodes with little bubbles that pop right. up.
So you guys basically have a whole channel.
True TV.
And you need to fill that whole.
Well, yeah. I mean, and everything. That's now owned by Turner, which is owned by Warner. You know, it's all this. So they kind of just decide, like, yeah, we're putting it on. But I think we've pretty much kept True TV on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Life support. You guys are life support.
That's the channel that used to be Court TV.
Yeah, which no one really cared about.
Like World's Stupidest Criminals and all that was dumb. Like
what was it before that?
True TV. I think it started with True TV.
No, I don't think so.
I think they gave it that channel.
It was Court TV.
Was it Court TV?
Yeah, it was before True TV. It was Court TV. And then it was, I forget, I don't know what it was before that.
Yeah, it was something before that, too.
World's.
It's gone through a lot of different deals.
It's weird how that happens.
But now it's home.
But your show's kept it alive.
I think it pretty much has.
The life support,
stabilized it.
It's on constantly. My brother my sister-in-law, they had a baby recently, and I've been on a couple episodes. And while my sister-in-law's in labor, she goes, look at your brother. And my brother's like, what? And he turns around and I'm on the TV.
Yeah.
Like they had jokers on in the hospital. And while she's giving delivery. And then there's like, while they're holding the baby for the first time, they have like Huey eating turkey legs. And she's like, please shut this off. But it's amazing. Yeah. It's been a real, real blessing.
Did you guys tell the doctor what to say?
Yeah.
You had a cat.
If you refuse, you don't get the baby.
You pull out a monkey. Look,
that's hilarious.
Look how grateful it is.
Maybe that's next season. Right. We'll put that in the
bag. He's writing it down right now.
Note to self.
Oh, you hear the doctor yodeling.
Are you from Connecticut?
Yeah. I grew up right outside of New Haven. Grew up in North Haven.
Oh, nice.
Grew up listening to The Station, man.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Big fan. Mike Lapatino and Psychedelic Sunday and all that stuff.
That's him every Sunday anyway. Yeah.
Okay. You really don't look that old to know about Psychedelic Sunday.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm 43. So 79 I was born.
You don't have a lot of ladybug spots yet.
A couple.
Not enough.
Not enough. But I'm definitely getting them. I grew up here. Love it. Place is amazing. It's so many fun memories and stuff like that.
And working for Impractical Jokers, do you have to go out to California or do you stay in New York?
No, we're New York. Okay. It's a New York show and it's New York based and all that. But again, I mean, like, yeah, we've had a couple of like location like episodes, you know, Hawaii and
that's cool.
Where else? Florida, down at like, you know, Universal.
Oh, that's great over there,
like
Florida.
I mean, it's amazing the things that we're still able to do and they don't get recognized. I mean, it's out of control.
It is wild.
It's people either know it and love it and it's like Beatlemania.
Uh-huh. Or they have no idea.
Or they have no idea.
No clue.
Or there are people that like absolutely hate it. Right. Or they're just like, I don't get it.
Or they clunk their heads early in life.
Yeah. But most people tend to know it. I'm surprised we get away with what we get away with.
Oh, the fans are super fans.
Hang on.
Super fans.
I know, really.
Knock some wood here.
My friend Randy, he had a party over at his house. And we're having a party. He's having a party. Yeah. And we're all partying.
Right.
We're outside. It's a beautiful day. He's like, hey, guys, you got to come in. You got to see this. He brings the whole party into his den. He's like, watch this bit. And we're all standing there. We're like, okay.
It's like the sun's out, dude.
It's like the whole, it's a beautiful day. Right. We're all outside. There's music playing. Perfectly. You got to come in and watch this bit. Like, it's a great bit.
I give them
enough.
It's not easy what they do. Last season, I played a personal trainer on one of the episodes.
Nice.
And they were like, do you want to be a personal trainer? I'm like, I'm in the worst shape of my life. I've just been like,
have you seen most personal trainers?
Eating peanut butter and fluff sandwiches the whole pandemic. And now but I had to have an earpiece in one ear, listening to the guys tell me what to say and do.
Yeah.
And then I had an earpiece in the other ear with the production team going like, Mike, you're blocking a camera. Move 2 steps to the left, 2 steps.
That's gotta be.
And I have
that's a lot to deal with.
I have a microphone strapped to my chest, right?
And wired for sound.
And then I'm supposed to be training a stranger that walked in off the street and they're talking to me and I'm listening to this and I'm just staring at them. Like not saying anything, and they're like, "You all right, buddy?" Like, because the guys are like, ask them if they've ever like taken a training session, and I'm like, "You ever taken a training session?" And then they go, "No," and I'm just staring at them.
You're
like,
waiting for the next.
What's next? And I'm just like, drool comes out of what, and I'm watching it, and I'm just like, I can't even.
What's
I had to take a break
with
for a minute.
This guy?
Well, right. Q pulled me aside. He's like, "You all right?" He's like, "You seem," and I'm like, "Dude, I this is insane.
You got a lot
this
of things like going ahead." Yeah,
yeah. It was like a bad drug trip or something. It's like, I need a minute.
They're all laughing at you. They're all laughing.
But it was great. It's a lot of fun, and they're the best. I love them.
If I fill in like on a local TV show or whatever, they give you that earpiece.
Oh, the monitor.
I hate it.
Yeah,
and you know you're having a conversation, like you said, but that's only one person
saying things once in a while, just like wrap it up or 60 seconds
on the yodel.
They're basically like brainstorming and spitballing, and they're like going like, do this, do that, grab the, tell them to do the jump rope. And then the crew's like, all right, sound, we need it up on three, and this, and I'm just like, I can't
sandwiches are here.
You know what would be funny? If one of you guys just popped, because that would be crazy as well. Just like, all right, enough! Wait, what's wrong, man? I didn't say anything.
All right, enough, just stop talking to me!
Right.
I got you talking
too many voices
I got you
in my head!
That would be great.
You're in the middle a lot less, and you start freaking out.
Right. Or you start shouting.
I can't take all the voices!
Or you start shouting at the stage directions. Okay, move the camera to the left. Okay, step off to one side. Okay. I now move forward.
Guy in Norwalk.
Yeah, talking about hard heads. I'm Italian, so when I was a kid, you know those gravy, wooden gravy spoons?
Yes.
Those things are so hard, and I would get hit on the head with those daily.
Yep.
Daily.
Whenever you messed up, mom.
I figure a couple times a life. Daily.
Yeah, but the badge of honor was the day it finally broke. That meant you were a man.
It's over when the spoon breaks.
When the spoon breaks. They never buy another one.
That's when mom hands you the car keys to the station wagon.
Basically, yeah. She was so shocked when it broke right over my head.
Yep. Because that's like, oh, now, okay, you established, you've now mounted her and dominated her. You are now alpha master. Once the spoon breaks in your head and you're still standing, you are now the leader.
Well, I was just sitting at the kitchen table and I made an off-color joke. And I have an old Italian mother.
Yeah.
She turned around and smacked right in the head and went right in half.
Right.
And I didn't even flinch. She just started laughing so hard.
Wow. Right.
Well, the thing is, they hit you with it and then stir the salad with it. I've got my hair in a salad.
All right, thank you, guys. Call in your redneck moment in honor of Jerry Springer. We all had him.
Yep.
You know, it's so funny being on the road. I asked the crowd a lot. I talked to the crowd a bunch, and I was talking about 23andMe.
Uh-huh.
And I was in Louisiana, and I asked the crowd, I go, has anybody done it? And this girl raised her hand, and she goes, I found out my parents are cousins. And, like, the whole crowd was like,
and
you know, you didn't have to tell us that.
And
I go, wow. I'm like, so did that ended the family quick, huh? And she's like, no, they get along great. And
right.
We're happy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. I'm like, I wish I asked you this 40 minutes ago.
Yeah, I got my one cousin. We call him Short Leg.
Yeah. And we celebrate this.
He's got a big shoe. Yep.
Yeah, we appreciate the people who want to share.
Yes. I love it.
Yes,
yeah,
we do.
There's some stuff, too. It's like no material is going to be better than this.
203-882-9757. Mike Fenoy is in studio. He's at Stage One Fairfield next week. Taping a special. He's with Impractical Jokers. Really funny guy. Great guy from Connecticut.
You'll love it.
And everybody on with a My Hillbilly Redneck Jerry Springer moment story. We'll get into running for tickets. Andre in Derby.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So way back, my buddies and I, we were in college. We decided, let's go do, typical spring break down to Daytona Beach, Florida. So we get in my buddy's car, the three of us in a Mustang. So we just tried to do a straight shot drive. And, it's probably like 1 or 2 in the morning and we're deep. We're like, we passed a few Waffle Houses. So we're deep in
the
Carolina.
Oh, that's it right there.
But you got your long,
that's the unit of measure.
You got your long rock star hair.
My hair is long.
Okay. Don't get pulled over.
Right.
No. So, I was in the back seat, so it's fine. So I was like buried underneath luggage. I was taking a nap.
Okay.
So, the guy's full of it, got to get gas, whatever. So we pull over in this station, and I use that term loosely because this is the most deliverance-looking place I've ever seen in my life.
Oh.
So I get out of the car. They go inside this, rest station, whatever, and I walk inside in this rickety-looking shack. And inside, there's as redneck as it can get. And inside the place, there are two, like, truck seats from, like, a truck.
Yeah.
In the middle of the room.
Right.
Like, you could sit there. Like, here are your seats.
Yeah, that was a massage chair.
Why buy a couch?
That was a massage chair. Yeah.
They're just sitting there, there's all this stuff on the wall. So I just go to the guy, they're talking. I go to the guy. I'm like, I gotta take a leak here. Where's your bathroom? He goes, yeah, you go outside. I go right down there to the lip. So I go outside.
It's a tree.
Yeah.
And I look, and it's something out of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There's, like, a doorway that's like a little ways down. Remember in Goodfellas when De Niro points?
Yeah, go get the dresses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It was down there. It was pitch black. This doorway is pitch black.
Oh.
I couldn't do this.
I said, screw this. I just pissed, like, right where I stood. Pee, like, nah, pee, I'll pee right here. It's fine. No one's going to know the
difference. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, right, so, I'm good. Right here.
Yeah, I lost along the way over there. Yes.
It's like Goonies,
and
remember?
At that point, you know, they came out. You know, everybody still had, you know, their appendages, and we got the hell out of there.
Nice.
What happened in Goonies?
Remember he had to take a leak, and Mama Fratelli's like, down the hall, stay to the right. Stay to the right. And he's like, she's like pointing, and Mouth's like, Mikey, this ain't the type of place you want to go to the bathroom in. And he's doing the... Hey, Mikey, you gotta go bathroom. Yeah, those are rough.
If I went in that room, I would want to be in somebody's skin lamp. I know for sure.
David Dunn lamp.
What?
That's the name of a band.
Oh, you would have heard. You sure got a pretty mouth.
Hey, lady. Oh, sorry. Right. It's okay.
Yeah, those road stop bathrooms at like 4 or 5 in the morning when you're driving. Oh my God, they're terrifying.
Yes,
it's just meth.
We're just surrounded by swampland. There's like nothing around us.
They
got gas. You know, it's like it was an old school pump that had the rotary price things on it. They got gas, and we got the hell out of there and safely.
And you all lived.
Nice.
All right. Thank you, Andre.
All right. See you.
All right. See you at the show.
Mike and Woodbridge. Not everybody gets tickets.
Okay.
So if you call in, you get in the running.
Right.
Then we'll
pick.
Darn.
Then we'll pick.
See?
Mike and Woodbridge.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right. I don't know if it's redneck or dumbass, but...
Hi, both.
When I was 18, I bought, like, a shotgun, you know?
You bought
one. All right, I like how this is starting.
All right, so far, very good.
Right.
Thank you for waiting until you were 18.
But he said, like a shotgun.
Like a shotgun, right, okay. Yeah.
So was this a metal tube that, like, fired ball bearings out the...
Yes,
okay. Or was it a shotgun?
Okay.
Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I interrupted your story. I was trying to make it funny, but go ahead.
It was party music. So my brother and I decided we were going to go hunting. So we went down the road and back in Southington in the day when. So anyways, I couldn't find anything to hunt, so I shot at a tree.
Nice.
Okay.
Right.
Good eating.
I've done it. You get bored. I just got to shoot something. I'm going to shoot the tree.
Yeah, yeah. So I was about 12 feet away from this tree, and I shot it, and big chunk of bark came out, flew right back, hit me in the forehead.
Nice.
I was going to say, 12 feet's close.
Yeah.
Well, live and learn, right? So.
What did you learn? So,
right.
Luckily, the live part of it.
Right. Yes,
my brother, I kind of wake up, and he's laughing like, dumbass.
You'll shoot your eye out. You'll shoot your eye out.
And then this big, this really angry leprechaun came out of the tree.
Yeah. Like I said,
somebody's cookies.
Sounds like more dumbass news than redneck, but anyway.
No, it's great. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Yeah, I feel like they go hand in hand, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you're okay.
Mike, you're in the run for the tickets. Thank you, brother.
Jerry Springer.
All right.
Jerry Springer was the best to watch. Like, sick day at home.
Yeah.
You know, like, you fake a temperature.
Yeah.
You stay home and watch Springer all day long.
Or if you're a daytime bartender, no one's in the bar.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it made everyone feel better about their life situation.
Yes, it did.
Well, yes, it did.
Not that bad.
It totally did.
I'm not digging
my family's not that bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Amber in East Haven. Amber?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
This is my redneck story time.
Wait a minute. You just came up with the name of this segment from here on in.
Right.
Redneck story time.
How much time do you think you have?
My redneck story time.
Nice. Wow. Redneck story time.
Let me tune up my banjo.
Okay, you get a pair of tickets before we even start the story.
Right.
You just named a bit. Redneck story time. Redneck story time.
I even like the my redneck story time.
Right. My redneck story
time. And instead of once upon a time, it's listen up.
Gather around, y'all.
All right, we're ready.
So back in high school, me and all my friends, we would act a little bit crazy. We had this basketball hoop set up in my backyard.
Okay.
So we thought it would be fun to jump off the roof and get the ball in the hoop. And it was right on cement. Like, it wasn't on grass. It was right on the driveway cement. Like,
not great for landing at all, yeah.
Yeah, so we put down one couch cushion underneath hoop.
Good thinking.
Yeah, just one.
That'll do it.
That should do a centrifugal force. Me landing will stop
that couch cushion.
I won't hurt anything.
Done.
Right.
So I didn't jump myself, so I don't know if this counts. But
smart. Yeah.
Yeah, so my friend, he jumps, misses the cushion. He slips. He's on the straight cement. He broke his wrist because his hand got stuck in the hoop.
This video would have 80 million views now if there was a video.
I know. His hand, there is a video. It just didn't capture it all because we were laughing so
when he
hard.
Hit the ground.
Did he hit the hoop?
Yeah.
His hand got like stuck in the hoop, so he broke his wrist, and he fell to the ground. The only thing that hit the cushion was his head.
Oh, so, thank God.
Yeah, jeez. Thank God. He was flat on the cement. He was really bruised, broken up, but his head was okay. But
did anyone
was
laugh?
It really?
Did anyone what?
Laugh.
Oh, we were hysterical. We didn't even care if he was hurt or not. We were
that counts. That's the best that part. Counts. You're accessory to a redneck incident right there. So 100%.
It's like you hear that. Right. And there's.
He lived.
He's breathing.
Even
we
his
laugh.
Arm was broken.
Do it again.
We were just laughing.
Do it again.
Yeah,
do it again.
We wanted him to do it again.
Do
and
it
he
again.
He just was like, are you guys crazy? I'm not going to do this again. It was so funny.
All right. Thank you. Comedian Mike Fenoya is in studio, and he's at Stage One at Fairfield next Saturday taping a special. And everybody on with a story will get in the running. Tickets to see that show.
Yes.
It's My Redneck Story Time. Holly and Seymour.
Hi. Well, my redneck Jerry Springer story is when I was 19 and my sister was 20, it was the day before her 21st birthday. We got into a fight and it was like 11 o'clock at night and she threw a bowl of fruit cocktail in my face.
Fruit cocktail.
Yeah.
I miss fruit cocktail.
Is this the can of fruit cocktail?
Yeah, with a little red cherry in it and whatnot. Yeah.
Oh,
that's the best. You get the plastic cups now, but it used to come in the can.
With that sharp edge.
Everybody knows you as Peaches Red.
This is how my night is starting. So I don't think anything of it or anything. So I go downstairs and I do a load of laundry. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to lay down and stuff. And all of a sudden I get woken up to something hard coming across the top of my head. And I wake up startled and I'm like, whoa, what the fuck?
What the hell is that? What the hell? Yes.
What the hell?
I'm like,
right.
What the hell is that? And she goes, you B-word. And I'm like, whoa, what? She goes, you stole my underwear. And I'm like, what?
I'm trying to dollar for that.
Fighting. And here it is, 2 o'clock in the morning and everything. We're fighting like there's no tomorrow or anything. We're fighting like, you know, ripping each other up. Like I got long claws for nails. And I'm just like clawing
at
her and everything. And, you know, she's trying to turn around and grab her son, and I'm just, like, going to my other siblings, take the baby, take the baby.
Oh, I saw this episode of Springer for
sure. And so I'm going, take the baby. And
take
my mother's
the baby.
Going, girls,
wait, wait.
Girls.
Yeah, this went from fruit cocktail to take the baby super quick.
I'm going to call the cops on you.
I'm lost. Where did the baby come from?
Where did the baby come from, and how old is the baby?
The baby's her son. He's 2 years old. And she thinks because if she grabs the baby, I'm not going to touch her. And, like, everybody in the household is up now. My father's like, oh, my God, you guys cut it out. It's like a typical thing.
I did ask for these stories.
Yes, you
did.
I did.
You totally
yes,
did.
Did.
I totally asked for this.
No, this is great.
Yeah. All that was missing in the background is Jerry, Jerry, yeah. Jerry.
Right.
You told it with the energy of a Springer show fight.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, I felt like it was happening.
All that's missing is five shoes off.
We didn't have Steve because she did call the cops.
She called
the cops. She called the cops. And the cops came, and the cops puts me in handcuffs, and she's crying and everything. She's like, oh, take her away. She tried to kill me. And so I'm over there trying to hook up with the cop. I'm like, so what time you get off later?
Wow, that's Ray Springer right there.
This is crying and everything, and the cop arrests her.
This is potentially the best episode of Cops.
Why are you arresting me for? And she's crying. And, oh, my mother's just like, I can't show my face outside anymore.
Meanwhile, she's got cling peaches and chunks of pear in her hair.
Yeah, one red cherry in her ear.
The cop reaches over and grabs a cherry out of your hair.
You got a little Del Monte in your hair there, sweetheart.
There's that one mandarin orange slice just on her eyebrow.
Yep. Yeah. I thought it was an orange.
Wow, that took a left turn I did not expect.
Holly, the underwear part, did you steal her underwear?
No, I didn't.
You were doing the laundry.
Right. I just had to be in there.
I have six sisters and four brothers. And my
Did your brother take it? I think it really Springer. That's another Springer turn.
Different colors.
Wow.
Wow. I think I want to go see your special.
I'm exhausted already just listening.
Holly, nice job. Yes. Thank you so much.
Hell.
Good grief.
Hell.
Thank you, Holly.
That was something else.
Great job.
That was a journey.
That was awesome.
All I was missing was Mama being a dancer.
It was like a white water rapids ride.
It really
where
was.
All of a sudden we're going over the waterfall.
Oh my God.
Like, what the hell?
I kept paddling.
Take the baby. Take the baby.
I thought it was a metaphor.
That's a sound bite. And then the other one was, you stole my underwear.
I thought take the baby was a metaphor.
I'm still wondering what the hard thing on her head was.
You don't want to know.
She did have four brothers.
Yes.
Oh, Holly, we need to get your number. Right? I just think that you should be a regular.
You're a party.
I hung up on her. Did we have her number?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because everyone on gets in the running for tickets.
That's right.
Right.
Mike, thank you so much for coming in, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an honor, man. Anytime. I love hanging with you guys.
We're going to take you up on that.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Comedian Mike Fenoya. He's at Stage One in Fairfield a week from tomorrow, taping a special. We're linked up on the radio station website for tickets. We're going to award two pairs of tickets to two of the tribe members who called in during the segment.
Well, we knew one was Amber.
Amber.
For coming up with the name, so we got one left.
Right. One left. And then, Mike is a big part of Impractical Jokers, so if you like that show, support it. Go see Mike.
Yes.
All right?
Thank you, guys.
Mike. Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
This is the best of our worst attempts at speaking, which you think would be easy by now,
but no.
Clearly not.
Nope.
It's called the Flubble Montage. It's a combination of a flub and a mumble.
Everyone makes mistakes. Chaz and AJ make a lot.
Thank you.
The Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven Flubble Montage.
I wonder what the condition of the fence is. You know, to punch a hole through it, because that's what happens. If you're that good, you're that mad, you punch a hole through a perfectly good fence. Yeah, but it's a crappy fence, and you just blew on it. Yeah, no, I have no idea. I'm just going to tell you right now, I have no idea. None.
No, you know, that was 87 words to when you could have used like five.
That's true. That's true.
What kind of fence was it?
Yeah, that'd been helpful. Yeah. Well, otherwise, I would have had nothing to talk about right now. Good. You're that mad. You punched a hole through a perfectly good fence. Yeah, but it's a crappy fence, and you just blew on it. Say, well, yeah.
You're right. You're creating content for later.
Exactly. That's been my
plan. We don't understand it now, but we understand it Friday at 9:20.
All these years, finally. Yes. That was my plan all along.
Strike me as much of a planner usually, but in this case, it worked out.
You need people like me. You're going to point your finger. There was a flubble guy.
Oh, that is. You know, I give you a lot of credit. You know you're having trouble.
Yeah.
Most people would just stop.
I could just shut up.
You plow through.
Nope.
Because I like how he sums up.
Yeah. No. Because you know what? After a while, it becomes personal. Like, no, I'm getting this out somehow.
That's what everybody's staring at you, blinking, like, what's happening?
Yeah. No.
AJ, was that a flubble?
Yeah. No.
Do you like us?
Yeah. No. Has this been over? Yeah. No.
All right, that was clip one.
That was just clip one.
Oh, God, there's more?
Oh, yeah. Clip two.
Cinco de Mayo. We're having the Chaz and AJ Cinco de Mayo Festival. James prizes and nuttiness. And it's Fiesta, not Fiesta right, or whatever right. the hell
he said.
That's not gimmicky.
Fiesta.
I'll see you Friday.
Like Festival.
Festival.
Festival. Well, okay, so it's an evil fest. It's Festival. Yeah. Mason,
honestly,
cool.
That's a great, like, save that for Halloween.
Festival.
Festival.
Right. Festival. Chaz and AJ, Festival.
Festival.
Festival. Nice. Like a Kiss album. Festival.
Festival.
Nice. Like it.
All right, that's two.
Clip three.
Most epic monologue ever in Pacino's career.
You combined De Niro and Pacino to De Pacino.
That's actually a drink. I like my eyes cold.
It sounded like a car idol.
Most epic monologue ever in Pacino's career. It's a 50 song.
Yep.
All you gotta do is just tap me lightly on the side of the head.
You'll reset.
Yes. In Pacino's career. See?
De Pacino's career.
De Pacino.
De Pacino's, yes.
Oh,
I love
De Pacino.
Those.
That sounds like a nice snack.
Yeah, it's a donut. It's a donut that you put in your cappuccino. De Pacino's.
Is that real?
No.
Okay.
I'm like, why everybody stopped talking?
I don't know.
I'm like, why everybody started talking?
Sounds like it could be.
Hey, I'm saying
sounds like
we
it should be.
Wait, is that
this.
Real?
Yeah. No.
We have one more clip.
Clip four.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. And the movies. They love butter popcorn, by the way.
Well, who doesn't?
Best way to get rid of them is to when they're in your butter popcorn, just move up. Just change your seat.
My brain hurts.
It's like if a flat tire were able to talk.
Well, best way to get rid of them is to when they're in your butter popcorn, just move up. Just change your seat. Yeah, I got to change the tire.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.